Well, Bone, you're right. One of Adelaide's best ever defenders, Benny Truckrutton, today announced his retirement at end of season. Sits on 225 great games, an All-Australian, and most importantly, a big game player. He joins us now. Truck, congratulations, mate, on a wonderful career, and let me put it in here, to date.
G'day, guys. Thanks very much for that. It's been a fairly big day for me, but it's great to have so many great, such great support throughout my career.
Benny, tell us why today.
Oh, look, there was no real reason to it, really. I mean, I've sort of been thinking about, when to do it, when's the best opportunity, and just felt right for me. And, obviously had a great win on the weekend as a footy club, and just felt like it was the right time for me, and gives the club a bit of clarity going forward, and for me as well, a bit of clarity, and now I can just focus on being part of a real strong drive to the finals.
It's arguably the toughest call of football we'll ever have to make. Tell us how you made it, who you consulted, did you have to talk to anyone, or is this a decision that you've been just mulling over for most of this year?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I sort of, haven't just made the decision, really. I mean, I've sort of been attacking this year like it's going to be my last, and, there's not too many guys that get to sort of choose when they finish up.
No.
So, I feel really lucky to be able to do that, and, fortunate to be at such a great footy club, and, all the support with the support staff, coaches, and, we've just got some, some great fans as well, which have been there throughout my whole journey as well. So, in terms of, it wasn't a tough decision. I'm pretty clear and comfortable with it, but it was a very tough day today talking to the players and getting up in front of your peers.
Did you shed a tear, Benny?
No, I sort of held it together pretty well. I went over what I was going to say about 1,000 times in my head, but I think I held it together pretty well.
Well, life's about timing, and doing it after a ripping showdown win's as good a time as any. How good was that win, Ben?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, I think they'd won three in a row, and the two last year, when we were in winning positions in both those games, is sat in the guts in all the players and the coaches, I'm sure. So. We were looking forward to this one, and Port being on top of the ladder and playing some outstanding footy. I think it's going to be great for our belief as a group. It's a good timing for us to be able to just get on a bit of a roll now.
You're a proud player and a favourite down there amongst the peers and the coaching group. Did you argue your case on standing shoes for the showdown, and just share with us any disappointment and how disappointed were you to be left out of that game, and maybe the discussions behind the scenes about it, Ben?
Yeah, look, I think probably this time last year I was talking with Sando about what my role's going to look like next this year, and we had always spoken about not playing every game and being a little bit of horses for courses, as well as you're just managing my workload. Just to make sure that that when I do playing, I'm on the edge and so I can see out the season, I suppose. And so that was always in the plan. This week it's probably the fact that it was a showdown made it really a bit tougher in terms of not playing in it. But I think that Sando and I have had ongoing discussions almost on a weekly basis about how it all looking, and the fact that we've got two or three 6-day breaks coming up, looking at the opponents we had over these 3 weeks, and it just happened to be that this was the one that I missed, and I was sort of as a player I was always keen to play in the game, but I think it was probably the right decision in the end.
We have a little bloke called Whispers, and I know you don't like dealing in whispers. It's fact, Ben, but Daniel Talia had back problems. He was in a lot of doubt. His name was crossed off the team sheet. He came up. We heard you were in the rooms kitted up.
No, that's
real rumble, big truck.
I was on my way to my car to get my gear, but Talia's all right, and he did a fantastic job.
Did he ever?
Yeah, that's one of those experiences you need to go through as a player every now and then. I think it's as much as you want everything to be perfect and your preparation to be just the way you want it, sometimes someone will throw a spanner in the works, or you you'll have a little back spasm before the game, and you've still got to go out and perform for the team, and that's what he did. And yeah, such an important effort for him going forward, and you know, build so much trust within the playing group as well as the coaches.
How much did that win surprise you against Port, Ben?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, you always, as a player, know you're a chance, and you think you're going to win every game. And obviously, Port have been playing some great footy, but I know what our team's capable of, and I know the mindset that we had, and the way we've been training the last 6 or 8 weeks. And you can never be too confident going into a showdown, because they can turn pretty quickly, as we've seen the last 3 for us. So. The way they were able to hold on and really take it to Port, especially in the last half, was great for our belief.
And Benny, you've had other wins at Adelaide Oval, but this felt like the most significant, important. Like, we've arrived, we've got the Eddie Betts pocket. It just felt like a really significant victory at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, look, it was. I mean, all year with the new fantastic Adelaide Oval, and both teams are really gunning to make it their own oval. And the way the last showdown went was really, it was really disappointing, the way we finished the game for us. And I think as our fans have been up and down with us throughout the year, and it was great for them to be able to be a part of that, the Crows home ground, and the Eddie Betts pocket. I mean, it's to be able to see the crowd, and the way he just slotted it through was magnificent. So it was a really important win for our footy club.
Hey, you're looking back on the last 12 years. I'm assuming over the last couple of months you've had plenty of time to think back and reflect, as we all do when we get old and the end gets near. Has it ended up the way you pictured it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I couldn't have hoped for a better ride, really. I mean, I missed out on two drafts and ended up having to train to fight my way onto a rookie spot and did that. And, when I was sitting there and, basically the last player on the list, it's... to play one game would have been a great achievement for me. So, I feel pretty, pretty satisfied to this point in terms of, what I've been able to achieve, and to play in some finals, to play with some of the great players, to have ever played the game, some fantastic coaches, relationships. And, something I said today is that I know that, leaving the Adelaide Footy Club, I'm a better person than what I was when I arrived. So, that's just, it's a great testament to the footy club and the people that have been involved. And, I thoroughly enjoyed the journey. Having said that, I'm also really looking forward to what the future brings for me and my family. And I feel like I've still got a fair bit to offer in the footy world.
Well said. Retiring Crow great Ben Rutten, our guest. How many losing prelims did you play in, Truck?
Yeah, 3 of those, Rowie. Thanks for reminding me.
I played in 5 myself. They're the worst games to lose. Yeah. But of those, it's interesting for you to let the Crows fans know, which one of those do you thought you were the best chance to win if you had got into the grand final?
Yeah, I think 05, 06 were probably the two. We lost to West Coast in those, and Sydney were in the grand final, and we had an amazing run against Sydney through that period. Mm. We were beating them no matter where we were playing them, and we just had a great mentality going into those games. And we felt, I think 05 and 06, I think 05 we lost away, if that's right. So we had a home prelim at one stage, and I felt that was the one where West Coast ran away with it in the second half, and that was probably really disappointing. But having said that, the prelim in 2012 against Hawthorn was such a proud moment for me, being an older player then, and it was ended up being Dogger's last game, and the way the team played and held on, and we were probably underdogs by a fair way against Hawthorn, and the fight that we showed right up until the last siren was I was really proud of the whole team's efforts.
And your biggest influences, Truck, through those years?
Yeah, look, I think off the field there's family and all that are support for you, and you get some great support from people. But I think from a footy sense, I mean, Craigie was at that stage when I was on the edge in terms of my career. I hadn't played much and was getting that crunch time whether I'm going to make it or not. And he showed some real belief and faith in me, and basically started my role there at fullback, and and showed the belief in me and stuck with me through a couple of hairy early games. And, you know, he was such a, taught me some really good lifelong messages and values, not only on the footy field but off them as well. So from a coaching sense, he's probably had the biggest impact throughout my career.
Now, Benjamin, some people would say, why are you thinking of coaching? You've got to be mad. It sounds like, though, that there's a genuine love there for it, that is something that, again, you've thought about, but this is a passion by the sounds.
Yeah, no, look, I do. I've got a real... I've been loving it the last few years, and with Shanda and Dasha, they've been fantastic in terms of allowing me to help. You know, I let them know my intentions. You know, as soon as Shanda and Dasha got to the footy club, in terms of what I was interested in pursuing, and I think it's the last couple of years being able to, you know, you're almost a player coach out there, and I suppose that's the best position to be in, because you're not only having an influence off the field, but you can also do something match day. So. Yep. Which is a great position to be in, but you know, I've done a lot of, you know, I've done the, you know, I've got a sports science degree, and I've done the next coach course with Dave Whedon, and I feel like I'm really prepared for moving into coaching and got a fair bit to offer, and you know, I've sort of got my own views on the way the game should be played and some, you know, how we can how the game can be improved, and I think that coaching is where the next clubs are going to get the next advantage from, because there's so many areas too, with the draft and the salary cap, there's so many areas that are leveling teams out.
Yep.
So I think the better coaches and the better you can develop and teach players is the way forward, and I think I've got a bit to offer in that area.
Happy to go anywhere? I mean, the coaching caper now, you've got to be happy to move. Are you one that would prefer to stay in Adelaide, or are you happy to move anywhere?
No, absolutely. I'm keen to get outside. I mean, I've spent 13 years at the footy club, and you know, as great as it's been, I think for my own development and for my family, it's great. Timing wise, it would be great for me to move and experience a different environment and learn from different coaches so I've sort of got my head around not being at the Crows next year.
You were mentally strong, Benny. You had to come from the journey you've done and then play on the players you had to play on, the concentration levels, let alone the skill and the aptitude to do it. I think the mental aspect of the game is where a big improvement can come from. Does that excite you? Is there a strength for you along that line? Because from me, afar looking in and speaking to you a number of times, I think that would be a real growth area.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I try and push with our young defenders, and the example, I suppose, is that Daniel Thalia won on the weekend about, you know, talking with him about, you know, I've had games where you might have a little nick in your calf or something like that all week. You don't train, you don't do anything, and then you've just got to get up and play. So, you've got to get your head around that, and you've just got to get out there and perform. And I think you're right, the mental game, it ties in a little bit with the coaching, but I think there's a huge advantage for clubs to get to be able to harness that, and I suppose you've seen that with our inconsistencies throughout the year that our footy club we can really improve in that area. A little bit comes with experience, but I'm a big believer that you don't have to wait till you've played 50 games and to be an experienced player. You need to find other ways to gain experience through training, through talking to other people, and competing against your teammates.
Mm. Spend more time in the rubber dub dub now, Ben.
it's good down there. It's we've got a few renos going on at the moment, Rowie. So the Dublin's going all right, and we're looking forward to a big opening a bit later on in the year. And Robbie and Boki are obviously involved as well. So it's been a good little project on the side.
Well done, the Dublin Hotel, great pub. Did you rip Boki? Have you seen him or Robbie Gray? You get bragging rights now, buddy, so you'll be pouring the coldest beers and getting the best job at the Dublin.
No, that's right. I want to bring our monthly meeting forward a little bit so it's still fresh in their minds.
Well done.
No, they're good lads.
They're good lads.
It's all part of it.
Now, Benny, we do a little thing on the 5AA Sports Show called the Fast Five. I ask you five questions. You give me five one-word answers if you can. You cool?
Pretty simple. Okay.
Righto, here we go. I'll put you on the clock. Starts now. Best opponent you've ever stood?
Buddy Franklin.
Best game you've ever played?
Maybe the Port Adelaide final.
Worst game you've ever played?
Oh, dear. I think Luke Darcy got hold of me one day at the Telstra Dome.
What won't you miss about the game?
All the reminder text messages.
Biggest pest in the change room at the Adelaide Football Club?
The Yenchi or Tex.
Yenchi or Tex. That's your 5-1 bonus one. If your kids, Bernie and Jack, want to play, they're going to be forwards or backmen?
I think Jack's on off of being a forward, I think.
Okay, good on you, Ben.
Well, there you go, and we will never miss that one. Ben, you've been a ripper, mate. The backbone of that defence for years, a leader who the teammates just love. Opposition absolutely admire. All the best for the remainder of the season. I hope you fulfil your dreams in the coaching side of things, whether it is at the Crows or in the state. I know you've got a lot more footy to play, whether it's in the SANFL or the Crows. Benny, well done, mate. You'd be very proud of what you've achieved, and we know how hard it was for you to get to where you are and to play 225-odd ripping games, to be an All-Australian and revered, mate. It's just fantastic. Benny, well done.
Thanks very much, guys, and I appreciate all your support throughout the years as well. It's been great.
Yeah, well, we miss you in here as our regular for 5AA, yeah, Benny. Well done, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good man, Benny.
Benny Rutten will go down as one of the all-time defenders for a fantastic footy club.
No doubt, no doubt. I reckon, vaguely remember, you'll know better than I, SANFL days. Did he play at 16, at the age of 16?
Was he starting to emerge as a real youngster? He was that height. That height, weight, body shape since the age of birth.
Yeah.
He played junior footy exactly like that. You know, there's those kids that are that size from the age of 14 onwards.
I played with Mark Wiedemann at Seacliff Primary School. Uh-huh. He was 6'2" in grade 7 and just built like this Adonis and was incredible. And then just stopped growing. Yeah. Stopped growing. But he was a star, Ben Rutten. He was a star.
Done.
And he's going to, well, I think we're going to hear more of him. He wants to coach. He's going to be around the place.
Benny Rutten for